Hi, I'm Garrett Giles. You're listening to KBIA's Arts and Culture segment, Off the Clock. Last weekend, I attended the True Falls Festival to soak in the atmosphere with everybody else. Here is what my shared experience with the people and the art installments was like.
There's always a chance. We got our full queue in last time. It is going to be a pretty full show today, but always worth a try.
I'm Andrea Collette, and I'm a queen for True Falls Film Festival. I feel like it's just a creative atmosphere. With the documentaries already, they're so personal. They reach people in a different way, and then coming and seeing the art, it's just a piece of the person. So it all adds up to this amazing experience where you're just kind of transformed in the moment into the ether.
Oh, it's nice to meet you. I am Sean Dwan, and I'm a box top at the Globe Theater. When the fest happens, there's a bit of extra magic. People put in really, they put their boot in, so to speak, and you get a lot of people putting up art and just really beautifying downtown. So when you see stuff like the drag, I mean, it sort of makes you expand your frame of reference, right? Like, you're walking around, it's a regular downtown, suddenly, dragon swimming in the grass. It just, I think, puts people in a really good frame of mind to enjoy new and interesting ideas. Which I think is what the fest is all about.
Jessica Ballard.
You are?
Julian Lewis.
I did Citizen Jane here in town. I volunteered at that, and then I did Sundance. And I was like, we have this great one here in town, so I wanted to come experience it to see what the big deal was all about. And now I get it. A lot of great films, a lot of great people. Like, everybody here has been so just nice. It's been great to put everybody around this, and they've been very appreciative of the little 11-year-old volunteer that I drug here.
Sorry. You have anything?
I like the food.
You like the food? What food specifically did you like?
The bagels.
The what?
The bagels.
The bagels?
The bagels. And we're about to do Harold's Donuts, so that's going to be great.
Hi there. Looking to queue up? Or do you have tickets already? Oh, perfect, yep. It'll be a little afternoon that we start seating, so just hang tight.
I think you get a little bit out of art. It's supposed to make you feel something, and good art does that. And every piece here is just so inspiring. You always get a little bit or an idea of the artist, and it leaves an impression on you. Probably the buffalo, as far as that makes me feel. It's just very wild, but it also talks about how you've been tamed, I feel like, by office and corporate. You're kind of tied now to machines, where this is such a natural beast that has been transformed. It's kind of eye-opening if you think about it, just how we've lost touch a little bit in that nature, that natural state that we are supposed to have, and how it's been taken over by technology. So that kind of gets me back to my roots.
I am always appreciative of the fact that every year there's some art pieces do come back, but people really try to make new and interesting stuff that are like on theme. We have a lot of cool like floating exhibits in the like alleyways and in the streets, and it really encourages people to get around and explore downtown, not just go to venue A, venue B, but really crawl around the woodwork, so to speak. One of the cool things about the fest is, I mean, I'm a townie, I've been around Columbia for a bit, and the downtown's really nice, but when the fest happens, there's a bit of extra magic.
We always have really good festival vibes, like I was saying, but this one is different. It's been really, the art around and the just positivity in the air has been great. It's been very laid back, but yeah, it's just been amazing.
I was born in Spain. I'm an Air Force brat, so I've moved around a lot, Florida and Missouri, but Columbia the last 4 years, so this is what I call home. And I love working with the festivals and the community and really supporting. It's just an exciting atmosphere. It's almost intoxicating.
That was the sounds of this year's True Falls Festival. I'm Garrett Giles. You've been listening to KBIA's Arts and Culture segment, Off the Clock.